On May 12, 1963, two young men risked their lives to save a third who'd been swept into deep water.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
That day, hiker Stephen Quattropani was washed from a rocky ledge on Maine's coast when Dale Hatch, 18, climbed down to toss him an improvised lifeline. He was also swept into the cold, turbulent Atlantic. Daniel Stockwell, a 20-year-old college student, ran to a small beach nearby and, with one end of a rope tied around his waist, plunged into the cold surf and swam to the now unconscious Quattropani. Others towed them in and resuscitated the hiker. Hatch's body later washed ashore. Both he and Stockwell were named heroes. 28 years later, Stockwell, then principal of a New Hampshire high school, risked his life again to defuse a dangerous situation. On October 15, 1991, a 16-year-old armed with a 30-caliber rifle wounded two students in the packed cafeteria and ordered 15 others into a classroom. Offering himself in exchange, Stockwell reasoned with the boy until police arrived and ended the incident without further bloodshed. Awarded a second Carnegie Medal, Stockwell is only one of four individuals twice honored.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years.